HarperCollins presents Driven by Rosemary Smith, read by Marcella Reardon. Dedicated to Patricia Pat Doyle, my lifelong friend. Forward by Eddie Jordan. I hear people these days talking non-stop about passion and commitment, and that's great because without them there wouldn't be success. But these two elements come after the primary vital ingredient, inspiration. Rosemary Smith inspired a generation of young Irish drivers, myself included, to pursue our dreams of an international career. As a young lad going to Sing Street School in Dublin, I was mad about cars. Inspired initially by my cousin Noel Smith, who was a fine rally driver and got his hands on a Porsche 911 from time to time. But up in the stratosphere, there was a super cool Irish icon who inspired the following generation of Irish drivers that we could achieve success on the international stage. And that icon was Rosemary Smith. Like most young car nuts of that era, I bought Autosport when I could, and I remember Rosemary getting the front cover for her heroic outright win in the Tulip Rally in 1965. It was the equivalent of a WRC event today. The swinging 60s was in full flow in London, and Paddy Hopkirk's Monte Carlo rally wins brought the Mini, the car, not the skirt, and motorsport onto the front pages and into the social columns. Motorsport was uber cool, and Rosemary was the queen of it. She was an Irish superstar, a dusty Springfield lookalike who was incredibly talented behind the wheel. In 1966, I did my leaving cert, A-levels, and Rosemary was entered into the RAC rally, reports of which we followed in detail when we should have been studying. There were 150 entries headed by Jim Clark and Graham Hill, two racing world champions. The real Stig, Blomqvist, and Roger Clark and dozens of other rally aces were joined by Rosemary in her tiny Hillman Imp. She has an incredible knack of being able to drive error-free and managed to be one of only 50 finishers, ending in a magnificent 14th place. Rosemary was incredibly glamorous and made rallying and racing the sport we longed to be part of. She was a rare Irish driver on the world stage, and it is great that in motorsport she is still treated like royalty. In fact, better than royalty. And she deserves it. We met around 1975, when I was starting to race in England, with Aintree being the closest UK circuit, and she was campaigning a Ford Escort. She was a fine circuit racer who could hold her own against the best. The Renault F1 team told me in 2017 that they were going to give her a run at Paul Ricard, and I was delighted. Rosemary is a pioneer for women in motorsport and remains a great ambassador for her sport, and especially women's place in it. Hers is a remarkable story of a lifetime of success at the very highest level in one of the most male-dominated sports on the planet. It is a story every aspiring driver can draw inspiration from. Introduction. As I sat behind the wheel of Renault's 800 BHP Formula One car, my hands were sweaty, my pulse was racing, and my heart was banging away in my chest. What had I let myself in for? A week before, I'd been happily drinking tea and watching Flogget on the telly, and now I was surrounded by film cameras and mechanics, all yelling instructions at me. As I wedged my body into the car and the mechanics wheeled me out of the garage, I was shaking. I was nervous, terrified, but nothing was going to stop me. I hadn't felt like this since I attempted to break the Irish national land speed record in 1978. As I began to drive, the noise was deafening, but all I could do was keep going as the air whistled past me. It was then that the adrenaline kicked in, and I was aware.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?